Welcome to the Cashflow is Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Jocelyn Chong, business coach with Sid Desaguar. Here you will learn from entrepreneurs or side hustlers about their business journey, how they overcome their challenges to be a successful entrepreneur today. So, let's get started. Welcome back, audience. Thank you so much for coming back to this podcast and listening and tuning in to what I can bring today. My name is Jocelyn Chong. I am a business financial coach. I'm a qualified financial advisor with 20 years of banking and accounting finance experience in Australia. I am really excited today that I'm joined by my friend, Jessica Herrera from California. Jessica has been a social media expert working for major companies in California. And this year, she has decided to branch out and do side hustling. And she is really, really good in terms of Instagram. Also, all the education component that she has added into her Instagram post. So I would love for you to check her out. But welcome, Jessica. Tell us about who you are.
Well, thank you for that intro. I am a social media manager for service-based businesses. So I started my business in May of this year, and it was because of all the extra time I had, you know, with the lockdowns and having all this free time, not knowing what to do. So I'm like, there's never been a better time to start. So I actually have a degree in marketing, which is why I decided to get into social media marketing. And I figured starting a business was the best way to go because it's just, you have more control over who you get to work with, which is just the best thing about it.
That is so cool. And what prompted you to start in Instagram, you know, how you put all the posts on social media, how you were very strategic around the information that you posted?
Yeah, so the most important thing when you're posting on social media is to have like a strategy. So the way that I did it is I always have pillars that I focus on each week. So each week I take time and look at my pillars, and then I figure out, okay, what do I want to focus on this week? And then I plan out my content based on those pillars.
Yes, it has been really, really amazing to watch your journey. And you started in May, and this time, 5 months now, you have grown to over 600 followers. That is really impressive. I've been following your journey, and you have adopted all the latest updates and algorithm of Instagram as well, such as the Instagram Reels, and you were very engaged. The posts that you put together have been most helpful. It wasn't just pictures. It was a mix of your personal life but your professional life that really drives outcome that is so inspirational. What have been your biggest challenge since you started this business? Tell us.
I think the biggest challenge was at the beginning, just kind of staying consistent, because like when I first started, like I didn't have a plan. I just kind of did it on a day by day basis. So then like over time, I learned to take time each week and have a day where I just plan everything out. And then that helped me stay consistent every week, which is ultimately what led to, you know, like over 600 people following me.
Wow, that's really awesome, because batching the quality of the content is so powerful. That's one thing that I hope our audience will take away, because that's what we want to learn. We can post on a daily basis, and sometimes we do based on our mood and based on what is happening around the world and the news that is taking place across different parts of the world. However, it is equally as important for us to schedule time to batch the quality of the content that we are distributing so that it is going to be consistent. I love the word that you use around consistent. It's showing up visible and consistent that will gain the know, like, trust concept with all our clients. We want to make sure that we really know how to show up, and our clients will then trust us that we are consistently there and they'll grow to like us. And at the end of the day, they'll follow us. So that is someone who has done that for 5.5 months now and really, really lifted up her followers. So impressive. Jessica, tell us, if you had 3 pieces of advice for our audience today, anything related to social media or minimize any form of stress, what advice would you share with us?
Make sure you have a plan, like not just, you know, not just for social media, but even like, you know, I know you're a financial planner. I know it's, that's like the biggest thing overall, and that can be applied to all areas. So I think definitely having a plan and taking that time each month or week to plan out your social media or your finances, it's so helpful.
That's good. And what would be the other two?
As far as financing or
either social way, media? Social media? What would be the advice to our audience?
As far as social media, I would say it's important to show up on your stories every day, because if you don't, then it's like you said, you got to build the know, like, and trust. And if you're not showing up every day, then you're not getting in front of your audience every day. You're not getting that trust, and they're not going to invest in you or your business unless they see you and you're providing valuable content on a consistent basis. So I think that's a big one as well. And then another one, I would say engagement, like building those relationships, making sure that you're taking time to get to know your audience as well, because, you know, they want to feel cared for. Like, you know, they're not being looked at as just another dollar sign, or, you know, like you're actually interested in their business.
How would you do that? Well, so many hundreds of followers at the moment, Jessica.
I think the biggest way to do that is find out who is already interested in you, like, you know, who's watching your stories. Start, even if it's like, even you don't have to have a huge following to monetize your Instagram. As long as you have those people that are, you know, consistently watching your content, those people are obviously interested in you and what you're doing. So if you start building those relationships with them, then they're going to want to get to know you and start talking to you more and start trusting you, which eventually should potentially lead to, you know, them becoming a client of yours. So I say that's another big one too.
Wow. So planning is really important, making sure that you're showing up on Instagram stories and engaging with your clients are the 3 pieces of advice that Jessica mentioned that will help grow your audience and really meet their needs. Jessica's Instagram handle is Social Stargaze, so I highly recommend that you check her out. She provides a lot of wonderful materials that is genuine, that is really helpful, that she demonstrates through modeling that she has grown her audience. So I hope that audience will find those information that she shared most helpful for someone like her that is fairly introvert, I would say. She's someone, you know, if you meet her in person, she probably is quite shy. But for her to really show up and be so consistent and be so vulnerable to share everything that she comes across, her love for concerts, her love for coffee, you know, wherever she goes for a walk, you know, hiking, she was prepared to open up herself and tell her story. So I really, really appreciate someone who might be a bit more introvert in our audience, and we can still show up in a way that we are comfortable with, in the way that we are authentic in as well. That is so useful, Jessica. And I would love to hear, you know, in California, obviously there is lockdown when you started this business, and tell us a point in time of how you stay relaxed and use your time in a way that is useful for you besides doing the business that you decided to set up.
Yeah, getting outdoors is definitely a big one. You know, like taking time away from like your phone or electronics and stuff. That's a big one for me. And then reading books, that's been my favorite one lately. Like just taking time to read books and, you know, the ones that are so into like personal development, those have been really helpful as well. As far as business goes,
what was your favorite book?
Right now, I'm reading "You Are a Badass at Making Money," which I really love so far. I haven't finished it, but I'm like halfway through. So I really recommend that book to anyone that's looking to read something.
Yes, that is a wonderful book, audience. "You're a Badass at Making Money" by Jen Sincero. Yes. I was listening to that book earlier this year, and it is so cool of her to share all her stories and all her pain points that she went through and how she really learned from all the money mindset that she had to shift her energy and gear up and switch the way she do things so that she can really level up and create an abundance mindset. So that is a great book to read. Fantastic. And to end our podcast, I would love to hear one area that you would answer this question on. If you have a secret camera, which room in the world would you put that secret camera in?
That's an interesting question. Where would you put it?
I would actually put it in a room whereby I can see my mum and dad, because I live in Australia and my parents live in Malaysia. So I don't get to see every movement they make, and I've left home when I was 17. So for me, I would love to see what they do all day, every day, being with each other and their friends, their life. We get to hear what they tell us, but it will be interesting to see what they do throughout the day as well, because my parents travel extensively pre-COVID-19, and they have been to so many countries. So they're forever grateful that it happened pre-COVID-19 as well. How about you?
Honestly, I'd put it somewhere because I love going to Yosemite. It's a national park out here. So I think I would put it, it's not a room, but, you know, I'd put it like, you know, by the river, like where you could listen to the river and kind of feel that, like those vibes from the mountains and just being away outdoors. I would love that.
Yes, Yosemite. I know that's a huge national park in California that I would love to visit one day when the borders of our US opens for Australia as well. And yes, I love the sound of nature. Like this morning, I went to the beach and I love the sound of waves. And last night, we were out having a picnic just on the grounds as well. And just to hear nature, hear the wind, you know, I know that you can't hear the sun, but you can really feel the sun coming through. And being in that nature, we are created by nature in itself. So being in nature really helps us ground ourselves. And that is amazing that you enjoy nature equally as much as I do. Thank you so much for this time that we get to chat together. And I hope you enjoy Jessica's nuggets of wisdom that she's sharing and how courageous she is as someone who is young in what she does, but yet she took the boldness to set up her business this year, maximize her time. She gave us a lot of information that is most helpful for us early stages entrepreneurs to get into our social media and build that audience that we are looking for and be so clear about who we want to serve. I hope that this information cheers you up, and also it is insightful for you to listen. Thank you for listening and enjoy. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Cashflow is Confidence podcast. We really enjoyed talking about business, life as an entrepreneur, and fun activities beyond work. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would be so grateful that you can share this with your friends, family, and business network. Make sure to visit us on our social media channels so we can hang out together. See you in the next episode. Bye for now.